Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Blessing the Almighty Creator and thanking Him that you have called to join in on the Crown Talking Drums Radio with the Holy Spirit and me. I'm excited this morning. It's early and it's already December the 4th. Hallelujah. Time is clicking right on by. It's not standing still and waiting on nobody. And there's an urgency. Hallelujah. I just thank God that we are putting this time in our schedule, hallelujah, to hear even the more about Jesus, Yeshua, hallelujah, the Messiah, the anointed one. I just thank Elohim, hallelujah, the Most High God. Yes, all His creativity and what He's doing and how He's leading and guiding by His Spirit. This broadcast hour is for such a time as this ministry. And, of course, my name is Sarepta Cunningham. And I just thank God for giving me an ability, because I'm not the only one who have the ability to teach and encourage. That's what we're supposed to do, to teach and encourage others about His living word of truth. It brings the very life of Himself. And I just thank Him for that opportunity to be able to do that. Hallelujah. I don't know it all. Trust me. You don't know it all. Trust me. Hallelujah. But as we're growing together, God giving it to us one bite at a time. And I just thank Him for that. And you know, as always, I say this is a part of the theme. If there was ever a time for godly encouragement, hallelujah, ever a time for godly encouragement through the word of the living word of God. Hallelujah. If there's ever a time for fervent prayer and all that's going on in this world today, that time is now. So once again, I hope you have come with your spiritual ears open to hear, hallelujah, what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to you and me, so we can walk out, hallelujah, and be able to see what God is doing, even have our spiritual eyes open, amen. And I just thank Him this morning as we're going to continue to speak shalom, shalom, the peace of the Most High God. Let us go into a word of prayer. Father, we just thank You, hallelujah, our Abba, our Daddy. We thank You and we bless You for another opportunity, hallelujah, to give You praise, to give You glory, to give You honor, to magnify You and lift You up. It's all about You. It's all about the King and His kingdom. And God, we thank You. You are our Elohim, hallelujah. You are the Creator. You show all who You are. And we're continuing to thank You for that. Thank You for being our Abba Father. Thank You, Lord, for waking us up to see a brand new day, a new day of Your mercy. Hallelujah. Where we're not getting what we deserve. Hallelujah. A new day of Your grace, where we're getting what we don't deserve. We don't take it lightly, Father. We just bless You and magnify You and thank You for waking us up. We're clothed in our right state of mind. Hallelujah. We can't take it for granted. We don't know what the future holds, but we thank You for this moment, for such a time as this. We're giving You praise, hallelujah, thanking You for all Your provisions, hallelujah. Will You continue to reveal Your ways to us, hallelujah, through how You provide. God, we thank You for that, hallelujah. And we thank You. We just give You praise and glory for what You're doing and what You're going to do in this next hour, God. We just open myself up to You, God. Make myself available unto You, God. for your glory, for your honor and your praise, God. Thank you, Lord God. I ask, Holy Spirit, and you and I together encourage the saints of the Most High God, that you're welcome, Holy Spirit, to infiltrate this time with your very presence, giving you praise, giving you glory, and giving you honor. Yield our faculty, my faculties unto you, my vocal cords unto you, God, my body, my life unto you, in Yeshua's name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise God. I just thank him. He is so worthy, and I can't praise and bless him enough. If I had 10,000 tongues, that's still not enough to give him praise. He is so worthy, hallelujah. When we look back over our lives and we see his goodness and his hand over our lives, there's no excuse. Hallelujah. We see that he's yet been faithful. He's been faithful, and he's going to yet continue to be faithful. He is God all by himself. Don't need nobody else, although he does want to use us for his glory to bring honor unto his name. And today, I just thank him. We're going to talk about his master plan. Hallelujah. He has a master plan for us, and I thank him this morning. He's going to kind of take us to who he is, Elohim. Yes, even it comes from the beginning, hallelujah. Even the first scripture in Genesis, hallelujah, says, in the beginning, God created. Who is God it was talking about? Elohim, hallelujah, the creator, hallelujah. We know El, the name El, is just a singular, but Elohim is plural. When you put Elohim in the mix, hallelujah, that is, hallelujah, how you describe, hallelujah, the divine Godhead, the triune Godhead, hallelujah, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're all one, hallelujah. And I just thank Elohim, for in the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. That's who they were. He is. Hallelujah. They are all one. And I just thank him for that this morning. I give him praise this morning because in his name, Elohim, hallelujah, we're going to get to that master plan. That's what we're talking about. The master plan of Elohim. Hallelujah. Amen. In that name, hallelujah, in which God reveals himself, he reveals his powers. His powers are the creativity of who created, how he created, even in the beginning, when he created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. And I just thank him. He even told us not to change his name. Hallelujah. And if you don't believe me, we're going to get to that scripture too. Hallelujah. God's word never changes. And we're not supposed to change his word. Hallelujah. Elohim. Hallelujah. Yes, that's the God we serve. And I just thank him this morning because when we, even last week when we talked about the covenant, which the covenant is going to always come up because we're walking in that covenant. Hallelujah. We have a covenant in our personal relationship with our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. The Messiah. And I just thank him this morning. Hallelujah. That even in his name, as we talked about and brought out last week, Jehovah, I think we just mainly briefly talked about Jehovah Jireh, but in that name, Jehovah, that's the name which God, Elohim, reveals his ways. Hallelujah. Elohim is the creator who reveals his power. Hallelujah. And Jehovah is his name of God, the names of God which reveals his ways. Thank God. Hallelujah. That he's continuing to let us know who he is. And if we don't know who he is, it's hard for us to have the understanding of what that master plan is. There is when Elohim created the heaven and the earth, hallelujah, when faith, when everything was without form and void, and hallelujah, the Spirit hovered over the earth, the Spirit was there, Jesus was there, hallelujah, the Messiah was there, God the architect, Jesus the builder, hallelujah, and the Holy Spirit is he who breathed the very life of God into the structure. That's what it was all talking about in the beginning, in Genesis, talks about all that creation, hallelujah, it all came together, God, that was part of his master plan, hallelujah. So if he had a master plan to create heaven and the earth, what about our lives? Oh my, thank you, Lord. He has a master plan for our individual lives. He made us individually. None of us are the same. We don't even have the same fingerprint. Out of the millions and trillions of people in this world, not one person, even identical twins, don't have the same imprint on their fingerprint. My God, Elohim, you are so awesome. We can't even describe his goodness. And when I think of him, it just kind of just excites me of who he is, knowing and learning of who he is even the more. That learning of his truth, hallelujah, coming to know who he is. I remember back during the pandemic, it was one Saturday morning, and I was in prayer, hallelujah. And this is kind of where the Lord is taking us this morning with this workman. You know, he'd give me a word, and then he'd give me a few scriptures, and I let him do the rest. But this is where he's kind of taking, he reminded me, hallelujah, reminded me right now of the word he had given me. I was in prayer, and I was just laying there quiet before the Lord after being in prayer. And I heard him speak, I'm calling my people out of their zones of comfort into the deep. Into the deep. I said, okay. He said, if they don't move when I call, they will suffer the consequences. I said, oh, Lord, I have to move as you call me. I don't want to suffer any consequences. I heard him so clear. It was like, the words, I can just see him, even not just hear him, but I can see him coming across the ceiling. I can see him being written on the ceiling, on the wall. I said, oh my gosh. I think that was back in March. Yes, it was in March of 20. I was trying to look for it because I wrote it down. I got so many different notepads, and I need to get a little bit better organized with that because I have a notepad here and a notepad there. I'm kind of organized, but I'm kind of, with my notes, I kind of got them scattered. So I need to get things a little bit more in order. But I remember I wrote down the date of when he spoke that because I got to the point where he would be speaking and I wouldn't write nothing down. So I'm trying to do better at that. When God speaks, hallelujah, and you hear his voice, and as we come and learn of more of who he is, who he really is, my God, really come to know Elohim, who he is, and I just thank him. But we're just going to go ahead and move into the scripture reading, hallelujah. God is calling us to the deep. He's still calling. He hasn't stopped. I still hear him saying that word. I'm calling my people into the deep. Hallelujah. If we don't go there, hallelujah, if we don't listen when he's calling, oh my God, we're going to have to suffer the consequences. I don't want to suffer what the consequences may be. Hallelujah. Let's get on, hallelujah, with the get on. Let's move on with the move on. Let's keep it moving in the way of God. Let's keep going in the stride of God. And I thank him this morning, Elohim, hallelujah, our almighty creator. The first scripture, I have it's called the scriptures. You know, that's what the scriptures were originally called when they were written in Hebrew and Greek. The scriptures, the Pentateuch. They weren't actually called the Bible. that it's been changed to, but it's okay. I mean, we have what we have. We know what we know, and that's all we're going to be held accountable for, the knowledge that we do have. So I'm just thanking God, and it's not about gaining the knowledge. It's about, you know, well, it is kind of about it, but it's not just about it. It's walking out what you know. That's what it's living it. That's what it's about. That's the main thing. Hallelujah. So we got to keep the main thing. Hallelujah. And I just sense the presence of the Lord so much. Hallelujah. I thank him. I give him praise. Help me keep it together, Father. Help me keep it together. Hallelujah. Our first scripture, I'm going to read out of the scriptures. And when I read in the scriptures, you're going to hear me read his Hebrew name. Hallelujah. But the first scripture I want to read is Ephesians 2 verses 10. And I'm going to break into this. You can always go back and read these chapters in their entirety. God's word is always good. Hallelujah. All the way through. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Messiah Yahweh, unto good works which Elohim prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." Hallelujah. "Therefore remember that you once nations in the flesh are called the uncircumcision, by which is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands." Hallelujah. "That at that time you were without Messiah, excluded from the citizenship of Israel, and the strangers from the covenants of promise, having no expectation and without Elohim in the world." I just thank Elohim. Hallelujah. And you know, we hear the name of Yahweh is pronounced several different ways. You hear it Yahweh, it doesn't matter. Where in this scripture, hallelujah, it's spelled with those four little letters, Hebrew letters. And I don't know how to say them. I think one might be Yah, Hey, Wah, and Hey, however you say them. I'm not a scholar in that, but I do read about it. I do study about it. And I just thank Elohim, hallelujah, that I do. So I just wanted to bring that out. I just wanted to talk about that, and I'm going to read it out of the scriptures today. So we're going to be hearing a little bit interpretation from how it was changed. But in Exodus, hallelujah, even in the book of Exodus, I think it was Exodus 3:15, when Elohim was talking to Moshe, Moshe. And Elohim, I'm going to read it here in the 14. I'm going to start at the 14th verse. Well, I can back up a little further than that. Let's start at the 12th verse. And he said, "Because I am with you, and this is to you the sign that I have sent you, when you have brought the people out of Egypt," well, there's a different word, Mitzrayim, "you are to serve Elohim on this mountain." And Moses said to Elohim, "See, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the Elohim of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them?" And Elohim said to Moshe, "I am that which I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you." 15th verse. This is the kicker here. And Elohim said further to Moshe, "Thus you are to say to the children of Israel, Yahweh, Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, and the Elohim of Yaakov." How do you say that? "If Elohim has sent me to you, this is my name forever, and this is my remembrance to all generations." This is my name forever, Elohim. It should never change. But then we have in there where it changed. You know, you have gods and different gods out there, false gods and different gods that have resurrected themselves. And they use the name of God in vain, and they use God, but it's a lowercase g. But God is a creator, Elohim, Almighty One. And I just thank him this morning that he wants us to talk about who he really is and who has he created us, amen, to walk in what he created us to be. Hallelujah. First of all, I just wanted to kind of go back and explain who he was, and he didn't want his name to ever be changed. But we see that it was. Amen. We see that it was, because even in this world, we have people that spell their name J-E-S-U-S. They say Jesus or whatever, but they still use Jesus. But it's Messiah. He's the Messiah. Hallelujah. He's the anointed one. That's who he is. Amen. So we're just thanking, hallelujah, Elohim this morning, that he lets us and wants us to know, to really come to know who he is. Hallelujah. In all his creativity, in all his names. His names are very important. Yes, his names are very important. Even in Ephesians, 3 and at 3:19, it says, to know the love of Messiah, which surpasses knowledge, in order that you might be filled to all completeness of Elohim. Filled to all completeness. What does that even look like? Can you even fathom that? Thinking about your whole body filled with the completeness of Elohim, knowing who he is, being filled with him. That's something to think about. Just think about, you will be a container, hallelujah, for who he is. He fills himself up with us. But if we're not knowing who he really is, we're not getting into the scriptures, studying on them, meditating on them. This is important. We have to know who he is in order to know who we are. We must. It's important. We are carriers and containers, and everywhere we go, who's in us? Elohim. He's everywhere with us. He promised never to leave us. Look at this scripture right here when you see it. And then when I turn around and I read this same scripture in the written amplified version of the script of the parallel Bible, it says that you may really come to know practically through experience for yourself the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled through all your being unto all the fullness of Elohim, well, God, may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with Elohim himself. That is something to really think about, saints. I mean, it just kind of shook my little being when I read this again this morning. I read over this morning, and I was like, ooh, thank you. When he is in us, infiltrating us like that, it affects our thoughts, our emotions, our actions, because we're recognizing that Elohim is in us. Hallelujah. He is, hallelujah, the master builder. Yes, when you think about a master builder, people that build a master are doing something, some type of workmanship, a certain type of craft. When you think about that and how their hands are so skilled and they create, you think about an artist that can really draw or paint. And their workmanship and their craft is so good. It's just like it comes so natural. When you think about someone that, that craft and workmanship when they're doing any type of work or doing pottery or forming different type of objects, it's a skill. It's a task. My. The quality of a handmade object. That's what God, that's how he's creating us. That's how he's working on us. We're individuals, but we are created individually. And we are his workmanship. That's why we have personal relationships with him. And when I talk about him myself, hallelujah, I can be bragging and boasting on him myself. Because, yeah, I'm special to him. You are too. So when you talk about him, you don't have to think it's pride you talking about him. You boasting in him because you understand who you are in him. Hallelujah. You understand that you are work in progress. And he's not finished with us yet. He's a workman in process. Yes. Hallelujah. A workmanship watches carefully over a project. You know, you have different people that they call them project managers and different things like this in the natural world in jobs. So they're trying to make sure the project goes smoothly, making sure the right people are in order. Well, that's just how Elohim is about us. He's making sure we're getting things in order. He continues to remind us, okay, you're falling short right there, come up. He continues to show us our frailties and our insecurities, but he's our strength in those areas, and he continues to bring us up. But when we are being filled with his presence, his divine presence, holy presence, I just get excited when it's in me. I can't help it. So we have to be even careful who we spend time with. Because when you know what's in you and what's around you, you're kind of careful about what you choose when it comes to entertaining yourself or what you're watching, what you're listening to, what you're putting in your eye gate, your ear gate. You're kind of selective about that. And you have to be that way to protect and guard, hallelujah, Elohim, who's on the inside of you, all his fullness. He's infiltrating us, hallelujah. He's changing us from the inside out, amen, from day to day, hallelujah. He's continuing to take us from faith to faith, hallelujah, elevating our faith to believe him even the more what we believed him for. 2-3 years ago, hallelujah, we should be further advanced than that now. Amen. He's taking us from glory to glory. He's given us new ventures. And even when we talked about Moses back in Exodus, amen, that was his quest to the Lord. That was his quest to Elohim, his questions. He wanted to know, what am I going to tell these people? I know you want me to bring them, you know, what am I going to tell them who you are and who you are has sent me? And then, wait a minute. Yes, we went on to Exodus. Let's go on to Exodus 34, I believe. Or is it 33? Wait a minute. Yes. Here, Moses was asking the Lord, you know, he was letting him know you're going to deliver, you know, the people out of Egypt. So he wanted to know, you know, what to do and how to do it. And he said, if you don't go with me, you know, there's no need me going. So it lets us know that Elohim is always with us. I'm going to read this one scripture here, the 13th verse in 33, Exodus 33, which the real name of this Exodus is Shema. That's the name of this book. In Hebrew, Shema. And now, please, if I have found favor in your eyes, please show me your way and let me know you so that I find favor in your eyes. And consider that this nation is your people.
And he said, my presence does go, and I shall give you rest. And he said to him, if your presence is not going, do not lead us up from here. For how then shall it be known that I have found favor in your eyes, I and your people, except you go with us? Then we shall be distinguished, I and your people, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. And Yahweh said to Moshe, even this word you have spoken, I shall do, for you have found favor in my eyes, and I know you by name. Elohim knows our name. Ha! Yes, he does. And our name has been changed. Once we accepted him as our personal Lord and Savior, once we accepted the Messiah as our personal Lord and Savior, hallelujah. I mean, he knows our name even before our name is changed. Even Abram, he knew he was Abram before he changed him to Abraham. So he knows our name, hallelujah. When, you know, I had a nickname out there. You know, my brothers gave me a nickname, and I hate that nickname. I don't like that nickname. My family still calls me that nickname. I don't like it, but that's not my name. My name, my birth name is Sarepta, and that's what I want to be called. Amen? My new name, it was like as I got older and as I grew in the things of Elohim, I wanted to be called my name, not a nickname. Amen. So I just give him all the glory. He created us. Hallelujah. He created us in his likeness. Yes. After his image. Yes. That's who we represent. That's who we carry around from day to day. And we can't take that lightly. We cannot take that lightly. We have to desire the more of him. Even as Moses was praying this prayer before, hallelujah, the Father. He desired more of Elohim. And that's how we have to. We have to get to know him better. And we'll have to undergo like what you call a transition. You know, it takes us from a transition of just praying during the times of trouble to wanting to serve him with everything you are, everything you got, every breath you take, every talent you possess, because everything that he's given us, we are to honor him with it and give it back to him. You know, I was talking to the Lord one day, and, you know, I love to sing. And I was like, Lord, I don't believe you've taken that from me. I haven't been operating in that gift, that talent, but I don't believe you've taken that from me. I haven't talked to him about that. Because I'm not using that gift and that talent. But I thank him. I do sing around here. I may not do it before people, but I do it all the time. He reminded me, wait a minute. You're always giving me glory. You're always singing unto me. But he wants us all to sing to him, whether we have the talent to or not. I just thank him for how he continues to talk to us. That's that personal relationship. Amen. But when you fall in love with the Messiah, when you see how much Elohim loves us so much, he sent us the Messiah and then the Holy Spirit. When we learn and see and fall, we will crave him even the more. I know I do. I crave him. It's a hunger. It's a thirst. And he said, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be, not might be, not may be, but shall be filled. We have to hunger and thirst and crave. He has to become an appetite for us, not just the natural food of eating and wanting something sweet or, you know, sometime after you eat, I know me, so sometimes when I eat a meal, I want something for dessert. I want something sweet. No, God, Elohim, is that sweeter than a honeycomb. his word, hallelujah, that Zoe life of himself, the very life of him. Mm. When we get to the point where we're continuously offering our time and spending that time and our gifts and our talents and our monies, our finances, getting to know him intimately, as we're seeking him with our whole heart, he comes in and he takes over. And he begins to drive. We start stepping back. I learned a long time ago to get out of his way. If I find myself in his way, I learned a long time ago, wait a minute, you the pilot here. You lead this course. We have to get to that point and stay there. Not revert back, amen, to the old same old, same old, business as usual. No, there's no more business as usual. This time is winding up. And we've been saying that for years, but then it is. It's still winding up because these bodies of ours are dying daily. Amen. Even this, our spirit man, should be what's increasing the more. Our spirit man, that's the real us. This flesh here going to go back to ashes, dust to dust, and what's going to be resurrected is our spirit man, not this flesh. Thank Elohim, no flesh and blood is going to enter into the kingdom. Hallelujah. No flesh and blood. He is going back to his original plan, and I thank him. But he has, that's part of his master plan. His master plan from the beginning is going to come back around at the end. He already knows. And we're just going down here. We're in this dressing room. We're in this rehearsal living. And it's still a lot of truth that we haven't even tapped into. It's a lot of truth we don't even know about. It's a lot of truth, but we're only going to be accountable for what we know when it's truth. But it's so much that's been hidden. So many scriptures been removed. It's so much that's been taken away. That's why it's important that we know who we are. And well, most of all, know who God, who Elohim is. God, Elohim. We have to know who he is in order to know who we are. That will open up a whole new set of things taking place. And see, really, our faith is not really dependent on our experiences, but our faith is dependent on our relationship, if our relationship with Elohim is real. Is it real? When we really come to know him, are we really coming to know him and who he is? Are we desiring him more? Do we understand that we are filled with him and we're being filled with him even the more as we walk, as we spend time in his presence, spend time in his word, his truth?
I didn't understand that.
Oh, I should have cut my phone off. Sorry about that. I think that was my little Siri thing or whatever it's called. Bixby. It thought I was asking for some help. But I just thank Elohim this morning. Amen. Our mouths shall be filled with his praise and with his honor all day long. Psalm 71:8. When we know he's in us, he's infiltrating us. Elohim. Hallelujah, the creator. And we begin to understand all of who he is through Jehovah revealing his ways. He was revealing his ways in the Old Testament. He's revealing. You always have to take the old with the new. There's no separation. Though we're in the new covenant, we still need the old covenant to balance it out. I mean, the new covenant is the old covenant revealed. How can you leave one with, you can't leave the other out. They go hand in hand. I can't get beyond going back to the old when I read the new. God, he said his word line upon line, precept upon precept. It all works together. All comes together. The word lines up one behind the other. Amen. Let me see, is there any other thing? I just thank Elohim for allowing me to just share most of all who he is. And it's so much more to who Elohim is. It's so much more. It's just so much to study and so much to learn. And I love to learn. I've always loved to learn. But you know what? I have had a problem with reading. I have to make myself read. I only read what I want to. When I was going to school, I didn't like reading that stuff because that wasn't interesting to me. But I read the word. I read and study the word. But when I was in school, I hated to read. I hated to write papers. But thank Jehovah God, he got me through it. Amen. So we all can think and reflect on different situations, different circumstances in our life. Hallelujah. Even on this walk as believers, followers of the Messiah, followers of his truth. Amen. Jesus, the Messiah. We just want to make sure we're talking about who we're talking about. Yes. I just want to keep his name in the equation, you know, of my conversations. And I do it all the time when I'm by myself. But he said, no, you start being open with this. You start being open with this. And you talk about it when you're talking amongst people that you know feel the same way you do. No, you start talking about this. So I just thank him that he had me to come on and break it on forth in just a little slither, just an introduction. And I thank him for it. I give him all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. For even Paul had said, according to Elohim, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Messiah, for it is the power of God unto salvation. That's Elohim. The power of God. That's Elohim. The power of Elohim unto salvation to everyone that believes. Amen. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. And that right there is a whole nother story too. But you know what? It just takes studying. And the thing about it, when it comes to sharing and teaching the word of God, the teachers are the ones that's going to be held more accountable for whether they taught the truth or not. You're going to be judged at a greater degree. That's what the scripture says. So we're teaching this word. We have to make sure we're rightly dividing. That's why the scripture says, study to show yourself approved unto Elohim. A workman need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. And when you bring the truth, a lot of times it may bring some division, but that's okay too. It brings a division of truth. it cuts down old ancient landmarks of stuff that's religious, religiosity, so to speak, religious spirit. And our Elohim is not about none of that. He's not about none of that. And I thank him for that. Yeah. I love you with the love of the Lord. I pray that this word encourage you and enlighten you to go forward even the more in Elohim. Hallelujah. I'm going to unmute the lines. If anyone has a comment in reference to the message, a question, or a prayer request, you can open up. If not, we will just end in prayer. Praise God. Praise Elohim.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to just share how blessed I was of the word this morning. it was just a reminder, just a continuous reminder of God's love. And just the quote that you said is about the Lord saying, I'm calling my people into the out of the comfort zone and into the deep, and that when we are not obedient, that there's consequences. So I just thank you for that word, just a reminder, because God, he just continues to remind us, and I'm grateful for that, that he continues to remind us of his word and the things that he requires for us to do. So I was really blessed this morning.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Kim. I just now caught your voice. Praise God. We are going to close out with prayer. Amen. I'm not really sure what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to me yet in reference to, as you know, we're in the celebration in the time of celebrating the birth of the Messiah. December 25th is when on the calendar that we celebrate it. But I'm not really sure I'm going to be out of town. Lord say so. Not sure if we're going to do a thing. He hadn't told me yet for sure if I'm going to do it. And then New Year's is on a Sunday as well. So right now I'm not sure if I'm going to be on or what. But the Spirit of the Lord knows what's going to take place. Right now we're just going to go ahead and close out with prayer. Heavenly Father, our Abba Daddy, we just thank you for being with us once again. We thank you for, hallelujah, just opening up our insight spiritually even the more to help us go dig deeper into what you're saying to us, the truth. We give your word out as you give it to us. And Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory for every listener that came and joined in on today. We thank you for going forth before us to prepare the way, make every crooked path straight, smooth out every rough edge as we go forth today and this week. We thank you for covering us. We thank you for keeping us. Hallelujah. You are God Elohim, the God creator of all things. You know all things, you hear all things, and you see all things. That's your omnipresence, which is everywhere. You're omnipotent, you're all-powerful. Hallelujah. And you're omniscient. You're all-knowing. You know everything about everything. And we just put it all in your hands. We lay it at the altar. Ask that your divine will continue to be done. We lift up our family members, our extended members, oh God. You know what they need, God. We just stand in agreement that you're working in their lives. Hallelujah. They are your created, hallelujah, workmanship, and you have a master plan for their lives as well. God, we thank you for the master plan that you have for each and every one of our lives that you designed strategically, uniquely for us as individuals. And we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. And it's in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, hallelujah, the Messiah, we pray. Amen, amen. And to God, Elohim, be all the glory. Go in his peace, his love, and his joy. Shalom.
Shalom.